Counterflow Big Transmission is Still Dead, read by an automated voice. By Steve Hintoon. Apologies to anyone awaiting my take on the Green New Deal, but I have not figured out how to reduce a 5-minute scream to writing. 1. Please accept instead this diatribe on something only a little less preposterous: a newly announced HVDC transmission line from Mason City in northern Iowa to the ComEd zone in northern Illinois. 2. Yes, just after I declared Big Transmission still dead last month, 3 along comes this 349-mile, 2,100-megawatts line that would be built underground in an existing railroad corridor at an estimated cost of $2.5 billion. The business case is based on bringing wind generation from MISO to PJM. We're going to beat all of PJM with cheap renewable power prices, according to the president of the independent development company proposing the merchant project. 4. Okay, where do we start? Well, let's see. Last year, the average real-time LMP at the Minnesota hub in MISO was $26.76 per megawatt hours. 5. The average real-time LMP for the ComEd zone in PJM was $28.59 per megawatt hours. 6. The difference is $1.83 per megawatt hours. We'll come back to that number. The all-in cost of capital is estimated by Brattle/PJM for a new merchant generation project at 10%.7. Let's use the cost of capital as a proxy for a merchant transmission project like this one. A $2.5 billion capital cost times 10% is $250 million per year. Add annual depreciation of $50 million for a 50-year life. Generously assume transmission losses, O&M and management costs are zero. Divide the $300 million by 2,100 megawatts times 8,760 hours in the year times a generous 50% capacity factor. You get $32.62 per megawatt hours. Proposed Sioux Green Renewable Rail Project Direct Connect Development Company. So here's the rub. There's a $1.83 per megawatt hours difference between MISO and PJM LMPs, but the project needs an additional $30.79 per megawatt hours in order to be viable. Because no sane wind developer is going to commit to a long-term contract to pay this project $32.62 per megawatt hours for transmission service to ComEd/PJM when it can only make an additional $1.83 per megawatt hours relative to what it can get for its wind generation in MISO. And that's just the beginning of the rub. We have not included the cost of the collector systems to get 2,100 megawatts from wind projects scattered across Minnesota, Iowa, etc. to an HVDC converter station in Mason City, Iowa. We have not included the cost of upgrading ComEd/PJM transmission lines in northern Illinois to absorb the 2,100 megawatts to be delivered by converter stations at Byron, Illinois, and Plano, Illinois. Oh, and on this last item, we know the costs would be staggering because PJM did feasibility studies for 2,000 megawatts merchant transmission projects at Byron and Plano sinks in 2016. Many 345-kilovolt lines would be overloaded and need to be upgraded. 8. Not cheap. The project might elect not to upgrade the overloaded lines and take its chances on what would flow on an energy-only basis, but think about how the bottled-up energy at the converter stations would crater LMPs at those sinks. Yikes. Big transmission, like Generalissimo Francisco Franco, is still dead. One, my prior take on some of that in the context of the Jacobson-Clack debate can be found here, http://energycouncil.com/docs/alternativefacts-and-global-warming.pdf. 2, http://www.suegreener.com. 3, http://energycouncil.com/docs/thetestoftime.pdf. 4, Utility Dive is playing its usual role of gee whiz cheerleader, https://www.utilitydive.com/news/independent-developer-proposes 25B underground transmission line adding /550399/5 averages for the months and the peak and off-peak periods in the MISO monthly reports can be found here, http://www.misoenergy.org/markets/hashtag NT=%2f markets and ops type %3 a market %20 analysis %2f market analysis type %3 a monthly %20 market %20 operations %20 reports and T=10 and P=0 and S=filename and SD=DESC. 6. http://www.monitoringanalytics.com/report/PJM_state_of_the_market/2018/2018 SOM PJM SEC3.PDF. https://library.ferc.gov/IDEMW/common/openet.ask?mark/phi-lead=15069666 https://www.pjm.com/pub/planning/project-q/merch-face_docs/ab1121_fea.pdf https://www.pjm.com/pub/planning/project-q/merch-face_docs/a2108_fea.pdf